This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Again, I think Steven has done a terrific job all year long. Was he outmanaged yesterday? Or did guys just not come through in the same type of situations that he's been in all year? You answer that one. 216-474-0092. I'll say he maybe made preemptive strikes. The Dan and I are second guessing the manager. The only thing yesterday, I just think if you're going to go ahead and put your starting lineup out there, and you know AJ Hinch has already told you that he's going to use a bullpen game. Now, Montero had pitched 9 innings in a game this year. He pitched a 9-inning game against Colorado and was terrific. Had pitched well in the start against the Guardians. I'm sure they probably thought he was coming back out for the second inning where you're going to get your lefty-righty matchup. Instead, boom, A.J. Hinch yanks him after 6 pitches and completely flipped the Guardians lineup around. And Steven Vogt, boom, immediately. Will Brennan didn't even get an at-bat. Okay, that brings one guy that takes one move later you can make off the table. And then, boom, as soon as Kyle Manzardo, who had been one of the more productive hitters for this team in September, as soon as he comes up again, boom, here comes David Fry. So there's two of your more productive hitters, and you only have one of them now in David Fry available to you the rest of the game. I think he made those moves too soon.
I understand playing the percentages. I understand playing the splits. I understand all of the numbers and all of that stuff that go into it. I get it. If you're Will Brennan and you started a playoff game,
yeah,
and got yanked before you even had to swing a bat,
yeah.
If I'm Steven Vogt, I hope and pray that guy trusts me 110%, because, boy, there are a lot of people who would get into that kind of a situation and you might lose them for not only the season but for the future. By saying, hey, this is your big moment in a playoff series. Just kidding. LOL. Take a seat.
Yeah. He said afterwards I get it. You know, it was the best move for the team and everything else. He took the high road on that. And let's be fair, all season long, he didn't hit against left-handed pitching.
Correct.
He had 295 at-bats against righties, only 35 at-bats against left-handed pitching.
Correct. They had been playing the platoon splits with him all season.
And he wasn't good against lefties. He hit 143 in those 35 at-bats.
I understand all of it.
But I still wouldn't have lifted him. I'd have. And A.J. Hinch, and he used 6 pitchers yesterday, went righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty. Just kept bouncing them back and forth. And at that point, you know, there weren't too many moves that Stephen Vogt could make, because the only bat that he had left on the bench was Angel Martinez. You're not going to consider Austin Hedges a bat, and you pinch hit for Bo Naylor. It was tough. I thought A.J. Hinch did a terrific job, and I think Stephen Vogt acted too quickly on those pinch hits.
I think so, too. I understand the logic behind it. I can't state enough. I understand the logic. You got outmanaged. Somebody told you who they were, and you didn't believe them.
Wayne's in Los Angeles, California. Hello, Wayne.
How are you, Wayne?
Good day, guys. How are you?
We are okay.
All righty. I'm hanging in there. Thank you. I tend to agree with you guys. Manager did get out coached yesterday. He showed his youth. And I believe not only in terms of just putting his lineup out there, but I also think that inspiring his players to settle down didn't take place either. It looked like everybody's going up there trying to hit a home run. So I think all around he did get out coached yesterday. And I also want to say he did in Cleveland as well. He's got to settle our guys down and get them to relax and produce at the plate. This is insane. 20 innings, no runs? That's my comment.
All right, Wayne, thank you very much. Our buddy Paul Hoynes from The Plain Dealer wrote a really nice analysis. It was really good.
It's a great piece.
And Hoynes's point, I think, is well taken. You manage games 2 and 3, and when we talked about second-guessing the manager in game 2, we didn't. We thought, okay, we understand. You brought Class A in to get an extra out. That happens in the postseason. It didn't work, but we understood what he was doing. Hoynes's point was, man, you're managing differently than you manage in the regular season, which maybe sets a bad tone and gives the players a different feel, a different thought that maybe is something that you shouldn't have done there. Jim is in Strongsville. Jim.
How are you, Jim?
Hey, guys. Listen, I mean, yes, is he man? I would not have done some of the things that he did. But I'm sorry. At the end of the day, he's not up there hitting the ball. This team is who this team has been. The bottom half of this order has been all year, hit or miss, all year long. And you guys were like, well, somebody was hot during certain points of the season to carry. Who carried them when they were scuffling for like 2 weeks? They went through 2 weeks twice this year where they scuffled big time. I'm sorry. They're just at a point right now where they're scuffling. I'm not going to cut the players, and Hoynesy, I like Hoynesy, but listen, okay, so he's changing things. Guess what? It's not changing the batter's routines. It's not changing their approach when they go up to the plate. These guys are professionals. This is what they do. This is what they've done since they were little kids. I'm not going to cut them slack because, well, the manager, what do you want to do? You want to go up there and hold their hands when they go up to bat? I'm sorry, guys. It's time you hit the ball. If I get it, guys struggling, they're struggling now, and that happens. But I'm not going to blame the manager. He could have put them in better positions, yes. But you know what? It's not his fault that they're not hitting. I don't know any sport, like, and you guys are talking about. I can't even talk about any of the pitching decisions he's made, because guess what? When you haven't scored any runs in 2 games, I don't care how well you pitch. You're not going to win. So,
Jim, the only thing that I have an argument with, it wasn't even the lineup to start the game. Dan didn't like the lineup. I don't have an issue with the lineup. I just think he pinch hit way too early. You pinch hit in the second inning. You pinch hit in the third inning. And to me, that's you're digging into your bench when you could use those guys later on in the game where it might be a different situation. I'd have let Will Brennan hit, and I would have let Kyle Manzardo stay where he was. That would have left me with David, because Manzardo had actually hit left-handers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Tolerably. During September, and he was one of the best hitters in September, you immediately took one of your best hitters out of the game for the rest of the game after just one at bat with Manzardo.
I agree. My only point is I'm not going to let the players off the hook for not hitting.
And you're right, Jim.
110% agree.
Yep, Jim, 110% you're absolutely agree. Right on that. Jim, thank you very much.
Yeah, they're not hitting.
Harvey's in North Olmsted.
Their runners in scoring position numbers are horrid.
Yeah, it's been awful. Harvey.
Oh, this is a complete disaster, guys. Let's face it. Look, he let A.J. Hinch manage Indians bench with lefty-righty, and then he had nobody left, like you said. So what's wrong with this guy? He's a rookie manager, but you can't make stupid moves like that. Am I? This is maddening. Now this reminds me of the Browns' incompetence. What? Can we at least hope for the Cavs?
Harvey, thank you. It goes back to this, Dan. Let your guys play.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And only yesterday, again, man, I think Steven has done a great job on this team. Great job. I'm glad he's the manager. But yesterday, I wouldn't have yanked Manzardo.
I wouldn't have either.
And I wouldn't have yanked Brennan, even though I... If you'd have gone through and Brennan hadn't gotten a hit, I might not have let Will Brennan get a second at bat.
Correct.
If there was a lefty on the mound next time he came up. But I would have allowed him to have at least one.
You treated Will Brennan like a defensive replacement.
Yeah, you pinch hit in the second inning.
You treated Will Brennan like it was a defensive replacement in the ninth inning. You turned Will Brennan into what we thought Miles Straw would be if he made this roster.
Was interesting. The fact that
drives me nuts.
The fact that Hinch yanked his pitcher after six pitches.
If somebody tells you who they are, believe them.
Wow. Anthony's in Cleveland Heights. Anthony.
How are you, Anthony?
Okay. So, yeah, I got to disagree. Where do I start? You got to pill. You know, Brennan, I don't understand this thing about you. Brennan, what is he, fragile? He's got a 371 ops against lefties. That's it. He's out. You're out. You know, hit lefties better next year. So I agree with
But if you felt that badly about him, should you have even started him? Or should you have started Junkenzie Noel and then had Brennan on the bench you could use later?
Well, the only thing I'll respond to there is that Hinch was surely going to make, you know, Bode even said we were not surprised. I believe he was not surprised. I'm sure Hinch, we don't have to get so too deep into it, that Hinch would have made moves based on that decision. So, you know, I don't have Manzardo, I would have pulled Manzardo. Fry had, you know, his hit in the seventh had an .800 expected batting average. If it goes 6 inches to the right, there's no way Verling is getting to it, and it's two runs. So,
drive to third.
Yeah, that thing was rocketed. You're 100% right. Yep.
You know, the expected batting average for the team for the game was .254. It was .194 for the Tigers. Mm-hmm. They got marginally lucky yesterday. You know, it very much concerns me when you start making decisions based on results. That's what I'm saying.
That
the decision, that's my opinion. you know, the series is not over.
Absolutely.
I did not have any problems with the decisions vote made yesterday. I think they were the right decisions in each case. They didn't work out.
All right, Anthony. Thank you.
And Anthony, you and I think similarly when it comes to this, and look at all those different things, and you're 100% right. Like, yes, if David Fry's ball was a little bit one direction, a little bit the other, even a little bit higher than it was, we're having a completely different conversation today than we would have been. And all of those little things in between there.
Except I still think you pinch it for those guys too soon.
It felt very much like A.J. Hinch came in with a plan. He set a trap. The manager fell right into the trap.
Kind of feels that way. But Anthony just said something. The series isn't over. What are the chances that the Guardians come back in this series? Well, when you talk about chances, we talk about Nick Costos, our Odyssey Sports betting insider. He's next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.